Hi everyone, and welcome back to the 41st video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we're focusing on the minor prophetic book of Joel. And first, some background issues. The author of this book is named Joel, son of Pethuah, and not much is known about Joel because he does not talk about himself in the book. And in the same way, we don't have any certainty about the date of Joel. This book is so historically non-specific that it's difficult to know exactly when it happened, when it was written. However, we do know the occasion for this book. It was occasioned by a locust plague. That's when a huge swarm of bugs flies in and consumes all of the crops. And this is absolutely devastating whenever it happens. Not only is it an economic disaster, but it usually causes a famine because all the food is gone. So Joel speaks out of a time of national crisis. And now the organization of the book of Joel. The outline has three main sections. The first is the locust plague, described in chapter 1. And it's bad, it's devastating, and it causes famine. This chapter has a description of the plague, and then it responds with a call to lament. And Joel says that the plague is judgment from God. And then the next section speaks of the day of the Lord. See, the locust plague was bad, but it's just a sign of bigger things to come. It is symbolic of a greater and even more devastating war. Therefore, there's a call to repent and return to God before the punishment comes. And then the concluding section is God's answer to these disasters. First is restoration. God promises he will repay. He will restore everything that the locusts have eaten. And then is awakening. God will pour out his spirit on his people. They will prophesy and dream dreams. And then he announces punishment. That is, punishment on the nations that reject God and oppress his people. God calls his people to prepare for war. He says, turn your plowshares into swords. That is, turn your tools into weapons. And finally, he announces blessing for Judah. God will dwell in Jerusalem with his people. And he says the mountains will drip with wine. That's a metaphor for tremendous prosperity. God will bring scrub to Judah. And now let's examine the content of Joel by looking at some key verses. First is chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It says, declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. This passage is a call to gather and lament for repentance and crying out to the Lord because of the locust plague. But it's also a warning that the day of the Lord is near, and that day will be an extremely difficult experience. And we should all take warning about impending judgment, because the fear of the Lord brings wisdom and right response. Then it's chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be again in ages to come. See, this is another warning of the coming day of the Lord. It's imminent, and it will be devastating. It will be a day of darkness and devastation, not a day of happiness and hope, as some people had wanted to believe. Now, this historically points to the invasion of a huge army, either Assyria or Babylon, depending on when Joel was written. But it also points forward to the expected final day of the Lord, where God will bring about final judgment. So Joel's advice is take warning and respond appropriately. Then finally is chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. It says, "And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the survivors whom the Lord calls." Now, this passage communicates God's promise, even under the shadow of impending judgment on the day of the Lord. He will pour out his spirit on his people. And Peter quotes this passage on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And this passage also promises catastrophic signs as the day approaches. But those who call on the name of the Lord will experience his deliverance, and Jerusalem will be preserved as a witness to the Lord among the nations. So now let's talk about the theological theme of Joel. And the main theme is the day of the Lord. Now, the concept of the day of the Lord is a very important concept in many of the prophets, not just Joel. And it also helps us to understand the expectations that the people had in the New Testament times. The day of the Lord is an unspecified future day when God will decisively act to punish the wicked and to reward the righteous. It will be the day when God brings Deuteronomistic theology to its fitting climax, when God will right every wrong and bring final justice for the righteous and against the wicked. And Israel rightly looked forward to this day because they wanted to experience vindication and the punishment of their enemies. But Joel and other prophets, they issue a word of warning, not to assume you're in the category of the righteous if you're not, because this day will be a terrible, dark day, as well as a day of vindication. For those that are unfaithful to God, this will not be a good day, because God is a consuming, purifying fire who is fully just to everyone without favoritism. And now let's review. First is the organization of Joel, which is locust plague, day of the Lord, and God's answer. And then let's review the theological theme of Joel, which is the day of the Lord. Okay, as usual, there is so much more to Joel than we could cover in this brief survey, but I hope you get the main idea. And I invite you to explore further. But for now, we'll close until the next section, which will cover the book of Amos. Thanks for watching.